Hello. Oh, sorry, man.
You're
you go.
Right.
No, you go. You
oh,
go.
No, you go. Oh, no. It's 9:02 a.m. and you're listening to The Morning After. We're talking with Shapeshifter. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing on this fine Friday morning?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. It's gig day, so it's a bit of a mellow one, but I did have a bit of a hectic old school drop-off just before, streaming kids and whatnot.
Love that.
True to form.
Recovering from that. And
no, it's nice.
For a lovely chat.
Well, it's more than just show day. It's also album release day.
Yeah.
Rituals came out today. That song that everyone just heard was the Roxy off Rituals. What an awesome track. How does it feel this album is finally out in the world?
Oh, yeah, it feels good. It feels good. It's been a while in the making. We're kind of pretty slow in our production.
Mm-hmm.
We always sort of have been, so it's been like a couple of years in the making, and it's just awesome to see all the songs kind of develop and get to the point where, you know, you really sort of kick them out of home and see how they do on their own.
The big wide world. Of course, you're playing Christchurch Town Hall tonight with Artemisia. So if you're listening out there, then make sure to head on down. But what can we expect from the Town Hall tonight, and what can we expect from that entire LP release tour?
Yeah, well, we'll be playing the Roxy. I'll just say that. It's pretty fun one to play live, to be honest. Yeah, we'll be playing a bunch of songs off the new album and the singles that have been released, and we'll be playing a bunch of old school bangers as well, you know, from the past. So a bit of everything, and it's just always an honour to be playing in the Town Hall as well.
Most definitely.
For sure. Especially after Go Live last week. It's cool to see the Town Hall popping off. Just Otatahi is really slowly but surely coming back.
Yes.
I must ask, considering this is the seventh studio album of Shapeshifters, how you think just the entire journey has progressed? The ways in which maybe unexpected setbacks have, I guess, shifted, shall we say, the journey, and how you've got to this point now, because it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time, and I was just sort of thinking about that, and it's interesting. I think we just sort of, every sort of album or thing we do, we just start again after that, you know. Don't try and build on what we've done or try and think, do this or do that. We just sort of start again and pretend we're new and have fun making music and just kind of do it naturally like that and see what comes out, and then I think it reinvents itself a little bit every time, so we get to kind of string it on and on for a while.
For sure.
But, you know, there's been lots of setbacks and, you know, it's with something like this, it's always like, you know, 100 failures and one success.
Yeah,
you know, so
totally.
It's always a slog.
So would you say that the legacy of Shapeshifter almost clouds the way that you make new music? Is it hard to not be clouded by, I guess, just all of the tunes that you've made in the past?
Yeah, definitely. It pops up. And I think that's where you kind of got to shut yourself away and not sort of care too much what people are going to think, because every album we've done, there's been a bunch of people that have said, oh, you know, what happened to the old Shapeshifter, you know, and then, you know, we're still the same Shapeshifter and we still play those songs live. It's just good to sort of mix it up a bit, and I think if we're doing the same sort of style and stuff every time, we might just get tired and...
Oh, of course. Yeah, for sure.
So this album was produced by Sam Trevithick and Tiki Tani in his solar-powered home studio, Tiki Dub Studio.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was it like getting to work there in what I imagine is a very cool space?
Oh, it's awesome, yeah. We've worked with Tiki right from the start, from our very first RDU band competition. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, great, yeah. RDU Great Entertainers or something. Tiki was our sound man then, and he's been doing our sound live like pretty much every gig since, and so it was cool to like actually get him on production. And we spent a bit of time up at his place. He's got a macking studio up in Papamoa, so you know, weather's always nice, and it joins onto his house, so there's lots of sort of family vibes, and it was really awesome.
That's so cool. And, you know, D&B has been, you know, a long-standing kind of love of Christchurch. So how would you say, I guess, the scene has maybe shifted, evolved, or changed, you know, maybe been shaped by, you could say, since, you know, when you started compared to 2021?
It's quite crazy, because I think it's actually just growing and getting bigger. And I think back in the day, like, I don't want to give up my age, but, you know, sort of late 90s and early 2000s and all these UK DJs coming to Christchurch because it was probably one of the biggest crowds they'd get in the world, you know. So they started flocking here and we just got this massive appetite for it. And back then I thought, oh, this is not going to last. You know, this is like a fad, you know, going through jungle and drum and bass and, you know, all these different genres. But it sort of just stuck there. And, yeah, it seems like it's still cranking more than ever.
For sure, yeah. It's here to stay.
What led you guys to pick Artemisia as the support act?
We just like to support, you know, our local acts and give people an opportunity to play sort of maybe slightly bigger gigs than they used to. And, and that's what happened to us when we were a young band. We got opportunities. So I think it's important to, you know, reach out and give people that sort of stage to just for other people to see how cool they are.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Can't forget your roots.
So there's 11 tracks on this fantastic album. I know it's probably extremely difficult. I'm sure you connected to all of them. But is there any in particular that you are particularly excited for people to finally get to listen to?
Yeah, I think there's a track, Life, which is a bit different. It's kind of, it's probably a bit different to anything we've ever done. But then at the same time, there's sections in it that are very shapeshiftery, and it's you know, got a good message to it as well. So I think that one's you know, I'm excited about that one, and yeah, all of them really. But I think Roxy's another good one because we're sort of we've gone back to you know, sort of dark side jungle vibes, you know, which is where we come from, you know, and so that's really exciting to go back there as well.
For sure.
I must ask, what's the difference in energy between seeing you guys in a festival setting and going to, as people will tonight, the Town Hall for specifically Shapeshifter?
Yeah, well, if we were playing a festival, we'd come in hard, and heavy and try and stay that way for most of the gig, you know. And but I think when it's your own gig, it's cool. You can kind of, you know, there's people that are there to see you and that, you know, you want to give them something different they might not have heard before, some sort of experimentation, you know, and not all just in your face, you know, some dynamics in there as well. So it's really enjoyable doing our own gigs and just sort of, you know, just have an expression session.
Yeah, for sure. What are some of your pre-show rituals, considering the name of the album?
Yeah, I'm real lazy on show day. I just like to, like, lie there and binge watch stuff. I don't have a series to binge watch at the moment, which is a shame, but I think you know, it's over time it's come quite sort of similar, the ritual every time, just sort of basically lie there and slowly get up and it's unfortunately there's not really sort of too many rituals as there would be in like our day-to-day lives, you know, on show day, because I just lie there and watch TV until it's time to play. Pretty much.
Hell yeah. Hey,
fair enough.
Make sure you head on down to the Town Hall tonight, R16. They're playing, of course, with Artemisia. And make sure you just listen to Rituals outright. It's a fantastic album. So, yes, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. And what song are we playing you out with?
We're going to play Life. I played the Roxy before, and you mentioned Life, so I figured we should give the listeners a bit of that as well. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No problem. Sweet. Best of luck for tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
See ya.